This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Godsend by Beat Happening on House Dress. Hope everyone's having a lovely evening. You just heard Godsend by Beat Happening, which I feel the need to play like every semester or so. There comes a time in my show when I need to play Godsend by Beat Happening. So I hope everyone enjoyed that with me. Today we have kind of an amalgamation, kind of a... it's a little random. We are starting off with some kind of moody guitar stuff with some exceptions. We get Twee for two beats. We have a synth pop track, Molly Nilsson, back to some maximalist guitar. There's a cute song, cute sad song, and then there's PJ Harvey. So get excited. Next up, Trouble in the Palace by Elizabeth Harper.
There's trouble in the palace again. Too many lies, so it's off with her head. But somewhere in the back of the crowd, a torn up lover is crying out loud. Please, please spare my needs. I'll do anything it takes, I'll do anything to keep it. So you say.
Trouble in the palace. Thank you.
You just heard Trouble in the Palace by Elizabeth Harper, Disconnection Notice by Sonic Youth, which I've really been loving recently. That one's in my summer grab bag. A friend informed me of this phrase recently, but like your summer grab, like my summer grab bag is like roller skating and reading a bunch of books that I'm not assigned for my thesis, and like listening to Disconnection Notice by Sonic Youth. After that, you heard Lazy by Lowe and Mr. Gallo by Cat Power and Steve Shelley. And I did find that last one from an Instagram post about Brown Bunny, or the Brown Bunny, just for transparency's sake. I don't know why Cat Power has a song called Mr. Gallo. Much to think about. Next up, How Come You're Such a Hit with the Boys, Jane, by Dolly Mixture.
How come you're such a hit with the boys, Jane? Jane stays cool, the elegant sense. Kisses her cigarette, waits for her chance. The boys are moving in, she's ready to go. Walk with all the information that they want to know. Shoot 'em up and make 'em frown. Hey, listen, Jane, here's a hit from me. You're not the biggest catfish in the sea. Thank you.
If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. This is solid advice. My mom always taught me that. I've grown radishes. They're incredibly easy. And yeah, I think we hit two of the three sisters, squash and beans. I'd like to give corn a quick shout out. I don't really appreciate that it was excluded. Up next, after our brief synth pop intermission, we have Red by 12 Rods.
Thank you. dumbfounded and ungrounded at the center again of something that's been off balance since the beginning. Am I winning yet? Let's get into it.
This was Lily of the Valley by 22 Degree Halo. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This was House Dress, and I hope you have a wonderful evening. This is not dead air, I promise, it's just kind of quiet.
Joseph walked on and on the sunset, went down and down coldness, cooled their desire and dawn said, let's build a fire.